welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you.
Would you please start by presenting yourself?
I can. So my name is Major Alanda Scott, and I'm the Officer Commanding for the UK Engineers in Bentiu Engineer Group.
How long have you been here in Bentiu?
Since July.
And how's Bentiu?
Amazing. It's a place that I'd never thought I'd ever come to, and it's full of a team of other contributing countries, and we have an enormous POC full of amazing people who we are trying to help.
Yeah, since you have been here, what have you been doing? What was the challenges and what was your successful story?
Okay, I'll start with the successful stories. So we managed to have the opportunity to go down to Nialdu to upgrade the road to allow World Food Programme trucks to go and distribute in Nialdu town, and that was to stop the gender-based sexual violence happening along that route. And that was a five-day operation where we worked with the Indian engineers and with the Mongolian Force Protection, which was a very successful operation in December. We've also worked in the POC, upgrading the security. We've put in some solar lights, which will reduce crime inside the POC, and we are adding new observation posts to protect the civilians that live in there. And we also reconstructed the gate on the western side to make sure that armed criminals could not get into the POC. And then the final project that is worth talking about was the Level 2 hospital for the UN. We have managed to finish it to a standard where the Vietnamese can now operate from it and support all of the UN in the Bentiu compound.
Now, what look like your challenges?
Challenges? As you know, Bentiu is quite a remote place, so getting resources from Juba to Bentiu throughout the wet season has been very challenging. So quite often you are waiting to do the work whilst the resources come. But that has really been the only challenge. We've been supported by all the other nations who work here. We've been supported by the UN staff, the IDPs, and have been wonderful. We've interacted a lot with them, and we've even managed to work with civilians down in Bentiu town in the youth centre alongside Mercy Corps to try and help down there.
You're a female commander who has been engaging here in Bentiu for very good stuff, whether rebuilding the roads and doing other kind of engineering stuff. What are you proud of as a female peacekeeper?
I think there are not that many female peacekeepers yet. We are still in the minority. For the British, being a female is not so unusual, being in command, but here it is a novelty still. I've been very, very proud to work here as a female commander, especially with Madame Hiroko as the head of field office. I feel the female representation in Bentiu is strong, and I'm very glad I'm handing over to another female commander.
Yeah, most of the South Sudanese will love to hear kind of your takeaway. What will you telling your UK counterpart about your experience here?
Two things, I think. One is about South Sudan as a country. I knew nothing about the country before I came, before the training. And when I arrived, it was a country with much beauty. The people are so happy and engaging and positive in their outlook, and they're so looking forward to the peace process working. Every time I go into the POC or into Bentiu town, everyone's UK, UK, which is very nice, and they've been very supportive to us being here, and it's been a pleasure and a privilege to work with them. And if we can be some small part of helping make the lives of the people in South Sudan better, then that's an immense privilege. The other nice thing about being in South Sudan is working with the UN. I've never done that before, and it's a very big organisation that is doing a tough job, and it's doing it well.
And do you think that involving female peacekeeping will be a good strategy for the UN?
Of course. We represent 50% of the population, and it would be madness not to have female peacekeepers in part of the peace process.
Are you optimistic that this peace process will be functional?
From what I've heard, I think it's very optimistic, but I am not a politician. I have seen a lot of change here in Bentiu over the last 6 months, and all of it has been positive, and I hope that will continue, because I know that's what the local people want, and I know it's what the politicians want, and I know the UN are working hard to make it happen.
What will be your Happy New Year message to the people from POC?
Thank you for letting us being here, and have a wonderful New Year, and good luck with the peace process. It's looking good.